It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome here to the courtside, where it's our final day here of TBL tournament coverage brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, Patina State Bank and the Bank of Highland, Onega Pharmacy, right off Laren Street. Stop in for the best cherry limeade around in the line of Angry Enterprises, people, products, and knowledge. Here we get started with our first game of the night. The pregame clock just getting started here soon, 15 minutes on it. So we got plenty to pregame here for you folks at home. We got a big night upcoming, or big day, as I should say. Our first upcoming game will be the third-place match, the Valley Heights Mustangs of 2A against the Dawson West Mustangs, the ranked 7th team in the class of 2A. And then after that, we'll have the girls' first-place match, the TVL Centralia Panthers, class 1A, Division 1, ranked number 2 team in the state, against the ranked number 1 team in the state of class 1A, Division 2, the Hanover Wildcat girls. And then for our final game of the day, we'll have the Hanover Wildcats of Class 1A Division 2 take on the Axel Eagles, the ranked 2 team in Class 1A Division 2. So we'll have two girls matchups here, the third place and the first place matchup, and then we will have the first place matchup of the boys, Hanover Wildcats and the Axel Eagle boys. There's a game that just wrapped up in the gym. If anyone wants to update on it, Frankfurt just beat Blue Valley right now, 54-46. And Shoop, on our first game up and coming here, or just kind of about the entire night, as we were about to unravel this, we got a lot of great teams, a lot of great ranked teams that will probably contend to go to state at the end of the year. What does a game like this mean for these teams, like Valley Heights, Dawson West, Centralia, Axel, and Hanover?
Well, yeah, I said, we just got done watching the fifth-place game, Frankfurt against Blue Valley, and a lot of smaller leagues across the state. That could have been a championship game for a lot of other leagues around the state. That just shows how deep this league is with talent. So it is. So yeah, this is going to be exciting. You're talking about a lot of very good teams that we're going to see in the next three games that are teams that have not just aspirations of finishing this tournament well, but aspirations to take this, what they're going to take from this tournament and lead it on to hopefully into the postseason play here in about a month. Because all these teams have state experience, so they do, so they know what it takes to get there, and all of them have had success at state, which is also a key factor also.
Well, pregame clock just started, 14:30 seconds on it. That's what we got until the tip-off here. Our first game, the third-place match, the Valley Heights Mustangs taking on the Dawson West Mustangs. We'll dive deeper into the matchup in just about 3 minutes. We're going to take a quick break here on 92.1. KMZ, I'm Kareem Prophet, Dan Shoup, and Kirk Kilman back in studio here bringing you the coverage today.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, where today we're going to bring you 12 quarters guaranteed of basketball action and 96 total minutes of basketball. So if you're in for the final ride of this Kansland cruise that we've been riding for the last week here at the TVL tournament, then you're in for a good one because our best matchups are here today. First up, let's go with the Valley Heights Mustangs girls 2A against the Dauphin West Mustangs 2A, the number 7th ranked team. Again, with those Dauphin West Mustangs, those teams, Mustangs, Dauphin West Mustangs, we got a pair of Mustangs taking off today. Dauphin West, they have, these two teams have already played once before in the season. Dauphin West, they took that victory not too long ago. It was actually after Christmas, and they won by a score of 51-38. So that game not played too long ago, just within this last month for Dauphin West. So these two teams, they've gotten a good look at each other. You know, what's it going to take like for today for Valley Heights to try to come in here and try to get a good, try to bounce back here against, you know, this Dauphin West team. But also both these teams, they just came off a loss. Valley Heights, they just lost against Hanover 67-54. Dauphin West, we have that one, or at least I did. They lost against Centralia 62-34. That was a near 30-point loss for them. So you look at both these teams, they're wanting to try to get a bounce back here. They want to try to get a good positive win here to take into the rest of the season. Valley Heights head coach by Jordan Brushman, his ninth season. Terry Smith, he's done a great job here with this program. And, you know, winning a championship in 2023, the first year in this school history, going 21-5 that season. Shoop, what can you tell me about this matchup upcoming here today?
Well, I'll address to what you just ended the conversation with, and that is the coaches. I mean, you got Brockstrom there for Valley Heights. I mean, he's been a consistent player at the state level in Manhattan ever since he took over that program at Valley Heights. I don't know how many times in a row he's been to state. It might be the last time that he didn't go to state. It might have been one of my teams in 2019 that beat him out at Valley Heights that kept him going state. I didn't bury. Yeah, Perry Smith just came over and said hi. Then you got here Perry Smith on this side that before he came to Dauphin West, he built a program at Wetmore, took several teams to state there at Wetmore, and made the move to Dauphin West. And what did he do there? He built a program up. They ended up winning a state title here two years ago. Now last year was kind of rebuilding team for him, but this team is very experience. So they got a couple Johnson kids on there. They got his daughter that plays on their team. So they're very fundamentally sound. They understand his system and how they play. They play it very well. Now you look at Valley Heights. You could argue that the Smith girl from Valley Heights might be the best athlete in the whole league. If you talk about just athleticism, she's an athlete. She's very good. Now, you could argue there are some better basketball players than her, but athlete, it's hard to not say that she's not one of the best, if not the best athlete in this league. And then you got a lot of experience around her with the Vermitten kid, the Torber kid. I mean, those names have been just synonymous with Valley Heights. I mean, those families have been there forever. They know what it takes to be successful and have success. So, yeah, this third place game, I mean, these could be two teams that are going to be in the state tournament here in a month now.
And these two teams, they have rivaled out because we have the chance to call both these teams at the state tournament. They went against each other on the volleyball court. So these girls, they're well familiarized with each other. They battle out year in and year out. The rivalry is just not that far apart from each other.
Right.
So it's really
and it's going to be interesting how these two coaches are very experienced, how the game progresses on, what they do strategic-wise to give their team the best opportunity to win. Somebody always like to look the in and out, too, just not the flow of the game and stuff like that. But what are the coaches doing behind the scenes just a little bit to give their kids the best chance to win?
Dawson West Mustangs here averaging 50.6 points per game, giving up only just 37.4 points per game. They come in today 8-2 overall, 3-0 in the league. Their only losses of the season coming from Troy, who left the TVL to the NAKL. They lost to Troy 57-35 to the girls, and then, of course, the Mustangs getting their just the second loss of the season against Centralia, 62-34. One of the hardest games they have probably played this season. For the Valley Heights Mustangs, they have lost to Dawson West, Centralia, Nemaha Central, and Hanover. But you kind of compare maybe similar opponents there. Valley Heights, they just lost to Centralia, just 56-45. Dawson West Mustangs, they lost 62-34. What can you maybe draw in comparisons with those two games, you know, in those losses?
Yeah, I mean, you learn from your losses. You learn because a lot of times teams are going to expose some of your weaknesses. And, okay, these are things that maybe we could try to work on in practice and we can try to hide them the best we can. But sometimes you can't hide weaknesses. So you got to work on coming up with some type of strategy to make them not so obvious. And sometimes that's tough, especially when you know each other so well, which these teams do. The other thing that we don't give enough love to, and that's the refs. I mean, you've got an all-star cast of refs here, too. You got Jeff Tanking over there, Maggie Aitkamp, which are going to do this game. Very talented refs. I mean, so top-of-line programs and top-of-line tournament they put on up here in Frankfort.
Well, we'll be back here in 3 minutes for continuous coverage of the TBL tournament. We have the third-place match on the girls' side upcoming. Valley Heights Mustangs of Class 2A against the Dauphin West Mustangs, number 7th-ranked team in 2A. Don't go nowhere. Stay locked into 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZ. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Dan Shook, my color, and Kirk Hillman back in studio helping us get this one going. We got 2 minutes and 20 seconds until tip off, but guess what? We're going to ride this one straight up into it and get right into the game action. Here, Valley Heights Mustangs of Class 2A against the Dalton West Mustangs, the Class 2A ranked 7th team. So no horsing around. We got a pair of Mustangs taking on each other today. Let's get with these starting lineups. Valley Heights head coach by Jordan Brockstrom for his starting lineup. Ava Smith, number 25. Mia Vermitten, number 31. The 5'9" junior. The 5'8" senior and, the 5'10" junior, Josie Parker, number 2. Number 21, Paige Miller, the 5'6" sophomore. And Lindsay Gray, number 5, the 5'5" sophomore. And for the Dalton West Mustangs, number 3, Courtney Johnson, the 5'6" sophomore. Brenna Eady, number 10, the 5'3" senior. She was a second-team all-league returner coming from last season. Andy Foster, the sophomore, number 13. Belle Smith, number 25, the 5'6" junior. And Katie Johnson, the 5'10" senior, number 15. So this is interesting here for Valley Heights. Is Ava Smith, this is her first game. She's actually going to be starting here for Valley Heights in this tournament play. She has not started the last two games. It's not to say she hasn't been playing, because she's done really well in those two games. But it's been that hand. She's been having it wrapped there the whole time. It hasn't really too much, I don't know if you could say it's affected her playing ability. She's still playing out there aggressively. She's out hustling around, and she's still playing to a high level.
Well, she's an athlete. But yeah, it's hurting her. I mean, she's got two fingers taped up, her pinky finger and her left ring finger. So you know that affects her ball handling ability and probably her shot a little bit too. So yeah, I'm not sure what actually happened with that injury, but yeah, she's battling through it, and we got her out here tonight.
And we do have her out here tonight as one of the best scorers for Valley Heights. She is a 3-year starter, first team all-leaguer. She comes back from last season, who averaged 12 points per game and 6 rebounds a game just last year. She's a 5'9 junior. Ava Smith, again, you talked about the all-around athlete that she is, but Dalton West with those big athletes as well. Belle Smith, I remember, you know, her not only making state in volleyball, but also making state in cross-country.
Yeah, and you're going to see, okay, who's going to take the initial step? Who's going to be the one that comes out and is aggressive? It's going to be interesting to see the first possession or two of both these teams and what they're going to do against each other.
Well, here for the tip-off, it's the 5'9 junior and Ava Smith for the Valley Heights Mustangs and the 5'10 senior Katie Johnson for the Dalton West Mustangs. For Valley Heights, Ava Smith and the Dalton West, Katie Johnson. Here on the tip-off, 4 quarters, 32 minutes of basketball, all here on 92.1 KMZA. It's Ava Smith who gets it to Mia Vermitten. It's Valley Heights that start off with the first possession. Far side wing, the drive inside the key, and now the kick out from the lane. Now Lindsay Gray takes the three-point shot. She misses, and it's rebounded by Brenna Eady of the Mustangs, of the Dalton West Mustangs. Both teams are the Mustangs. Going to have to get used to just saying team names here tonight. Lindsay Gray driving inside, trying to throw it up. That's Paige Miller, and she's going to get fouled, and she'll go up and shoot too.
Yeah, and you like both sides. I mean, both sides there had the philosophy, we're going to come out, we're going to attack. We're not going to slow it down and get it in a half-court set. We're attacking right from the get-go.
And Paige Miller up at the free throw line, hits this first one in. And Paige Miller, she went 6 of 6 on Thursday in her game against Hanover. Unfortunately, the team, I believe she was the only one who actually made free throw shots in that game, but here she goes 2 for 2 up at the free throw line. Valley Heights now up 2-0 over Dalton West. Again, Dalton West, they won earlier on in the season. Just a week after that Christmas break, they won by 13 points in their big win. Here with it is Dalton West in the white tops and white bottoms with the orange stripes. Valley Heights in the black top and black bottoms with the purple striping. And a good drive inside by Andy Foster, and that puts now a tied game 2-2. The far side corner with it to Vermitten. Vermitten over the top to Paige Miller. Miller looking back to her left side. Drive inside by the wing. Kick out to Ava Smith. Ava Smith off the backboard makes her own rebound. Tries to go back up with it. Couldn't get it to go down.
is fighting for it down the court, picking up Bell Smith. Bell Smith for the rebound. Now up to the top. That might be a half-court violation. And that will be. That's going to be a turnover against Jonathan West.
And that's probably the best thing that could have happened in that situation, because the Smith girls, see the guys, it's been a layup and 2 points on their end. They're both playing man-to-man defense here. They're really getting up into it. It looks like D. West is playing off to kind of protect that interior a little bit.
Ava Smith, baseline drive. Could not get the bucket to go in, but now she'll go up to the line and shoot too. Smith around a 50% shooter on the season from the free throw line. Smith and all out, as we said, got a great athlete there. She's a 3-year starter with this program. First team, all leaguer. She nearly just shoots under 50% all around the field this season. Here from the free throw line, she goes 1 of 2.
You can see that ball's not rotating off her fingers like it should be in her shot.
Foster to Johnson. Katie Johnson out to Bell Smith. Bell Smith driving baseline from the short corner, and the ball on the baseline. It's rebounded by Lindsey Gray. She's having trouble time picking it up, but she gets it to Smith. Smith dribbling with her right hand, driving inside that baseline. Now has to kick out to the corner for Mitten. Now to Paige Miller. Paige Miller taking a lane drive down the left side lane, and Katie Johnson picks up the board, but stolen away by Lindsey Gray. Underneath, far side corner shot, and it's on the ground.
Great hustle by both sides. I mean, the intensity level is already up there real high. And I'll tell you, Perry Smith is really wanting this team. When they're going to put that full court pressure on him, he's wanting his team to get it out, get it down the floor, and let's attack at the other end if you're going to put that full court pressure on us.
Valley Heights turns it over, loses the possession off the shot from Lindsey Gray. Now down the court, driving is Edie. Driving left hand, giving goes right behind her to Wetstein, who's down the game for the first time for the Jonathan West Mustangs. Behind her back, she gives it to Courtney Johnson. Courtney Johnson drives inside. She had 11 points. She could not get the score in. There's a rebound by Katie Johnson, but she couldn't get it to fall in either. There's a foul underneath the basket as a rebound from Paige Miller.
A good four-out offense. They're running a dribble drive type of an offense with the Johnson girl setting high and low screens. And they're getting to the rim, so they're getting to the rims with that offense. They're just not finishing right now.
3-2, the Valley Heights Mustangs lead. They've scored the last 3 straight points after going down 2-0. 5:30 left to go in the first quarter, and they're going to get a travel at Lindsey Gray at the top. Both teams now with 2 turnovers each. 5:28 to go in this first quarter. A throw in here from the far sideline here to the near to Foster. Foster, left-hand dribbling up to the top, going to the nail. Back to her. Nice give and go from the top from Wetstein to Foster.
Yeah, they're doing a real good job of coming off the dribble and really attacking the rim.
Wetstein gets her first assist in the game there with that just underneath pass. And now they're going to get a foul at the top here against Jonathan West.
And that's one thing right now with who they got on the floor, D. West. They're a little bit outsized. I mean, they got a player in there that really has to body up because she gives up 2 or 3 inches against some of these taller Valley Heights athletes.
2 lead changes already here in this first quarter as it's Jonathan West who take back control, 4-3, 5:05 left to go in the opening quarter. With it is Turber now in the game for the first time here for the Mustangs, Valley Heights Mustangs. Valley Heights with it, Paige Miller going over the top, now down low, kick back out to Gray. Gray takes the 3-point shot, she misses, hustling for the rebound is Bell Smith. She's now got 2 here for Jonathan West. Jonathan West, Foster, down the court, spinning around, kicks it out. Edie to 3, and it's nothing but net. She sinks it from the near corner.
I'll tell you, that's what you'll see throughout the whole day of all these teams we're going to see on the, is how they get the ball down the floor, and they're looking to get something, not set up a half-court offense.
Edie hits her first points of the game with a long 3, wide open. Smith, she tries to take when it hits off the very top of the backboard. It's rebounded by Vermitten. She couldn't go in with it. It's being fought for on the ground, and now Edie comes up with the rebound. She's had the 3-point shot and the rebound now. She's hustling down the court. Now wide open, Courtney Johnson! Johnson, who had 3 threes in the first half on Thursday against Hanover, here has her first in the first quarter.
I'll tell you, the best offense is transition. If you can get transition,
10-3. Jonathan West with the lead. They have now scored 7 straight points. Ava Smith driving down the lane, couldn't get it to go in. Rebound by Foster. Foul by the Valley. Foul by Valley Heights.
No, it's a little bit of pressure. And the Smith's a little bit frustrated. She's such an athletic kid to try to keep out of the paint off the ball or the dribble. But that hand is really, I think, affecting her a little bit in her control when she gets to the middle.
We'll be right back in just 30 seconds here on 19.1 KMZA. Dawson West have scored a 7th straight. They're up 10-3 with 3:41 to go in the opening quarter.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jonathan West with a 10-3 lead, up by 7. They have been able to score, the last 8 straight points for themselves. Courtney Johnson's hit a 3, Brenna Eady has hit a 3, and Andy Foster, she has just dominated that inside of the paint.
Yeah, we're seeing some different type of different strategy. They had this full-court man press, Valley Heights, and Dompa West has kind of taken advantage of it the last 3 possessions.
Left hand dribbling here, spinning around by Foster. Foster firing off to the right side. Now Eady with it. Eady sinks the 3. Now goes back left here to Wettstein. Wettstein with the team's lone assist. She passes right. Cuts that way as Eady goes up to the top of the arc. Bounce passes behind to Wettstein. Wettstein back to Eady in that wing. Now up to the top of the nail. Now kicking left. Foster driving inside, going all around every defender, couldn't get it to roll in the bucket, and there's going to be a jump ball.
Man, a great dribble drive. She did a spin move about the free throw line corner, and I mean, did a spin move and tacked the basket. It's a great move by her.
That jump ball is going to be a turnover here for Jonathan West. Down the court here, Mia Vermitten holding it on the far side wing. Now up to the top to Turbert. Turbert back down to Paige Miller. Paige Miller pump faking inside, then goes up to Smith. Smith inside pass, and Turbert is going to be fouled on the ground before her shot went up and in.
That's a good strategy. I mean, they got in the interior, and the Porter girl came down, Foster girl came down to double team. So she did, got her hands low, tried to get the ball. When she put the ball on the floor, just end up calling a foul on her for reaching in.
Well, it will send her up to the free throw line anyway. Not for the and one, though. It's because there is now 5 fouls already in this quarter against Jonathan West. They already committed 5 fouls and 1 foul here against Valley Heights. A double bonus, and Turber is up to shoot 2. She misses her first, and she hits her second.
That's what Valley Heights is going to have to do, is try to get it into interior just a little bit, maybe take advantage of the height advantage they might have when the Johnson kid's not in there.
All 4 Valley Heights points is off the free throw shot, as Davis Smith is 1 of 2, Turber is 1 of 2, and Paige Miller is 2 of 2. The team combines for 4 of 6. They're down by 6, 10-4. Down the court, ball gets lost out of bounds here, and that's going to be another turnover by Jonathan West, Valley Heights, to take over.
I tell you, I really like the 13, Annie Foster. She handles the ball real well, makes some pretty good decisions passing the ball and trying to attack the basket.
Passed off to the right side. Ava Smith with it. Losing control of the ball. Stuck on the pivot. Goes behind to Vermitten. Vermitten kicks out. Bounce passing. 3-point shot. Paige Miller just over firing the basket. Underneath. Good. It was a rebound by Eady down the court. Courtney Johnson could not go in with it. And then Paige Miller gets the ball stolen away from her. Underneath Eady, and she's fouled, and will go up to the shoot 2.
Making things happen. I mean, positive things happen when you can attack the basket under control. Barry Smith has got his team playing extremely hard. I mean, he demands and expects a certain level of intensity, and man, they bring it.
The Valley Heights, they got the ball. Brenna Eady stole it right from him, went down, got fouled, goes up to the free throw line for the first time tonight for Jonathan West. And Eady has hit her first free throw shot on the year. Eady shoots above 60% from the free throw line. Her next shot goes up, and her next shot just goes on out. Paige Miller comes up with the rebound. Eady goes 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Here, it's Valley Heights with it. Turber up at the top, dribbling right, just a step inside to the nail. to Vermitten. Vermitten standing inside the wing and loses the ball, stolen by Foster down the court off the steal, and they're going to get a foul called against Valley Heights. One more foul to give for him here in the quarter.
It seems like Valley Heights is struggling a little bit in their half court when they have to set their half court offense. Credit D. West's defense. They're playing a very aggressive, not allowing those girls on the perimeter to have much room to see anything.
Donovan West real hungry, especially after their big loss of 62-34 against Centralia here, trying to look to bounce back against the opponent they've beaten already this season, Valley Heights. Kick out to the corner. Three-point shot by Foster. Gets way underneath. I think there was a little bit of a deflection. And there's going to be a foul inside of the paint against Valley Heights as...
But you love to see that also. I mean, a kid threw up an air ball, but what you had your teammates crashing the boards and gave themselves an extra opportunity on the offensive end.
Edie, who was the one that quickly crashed the board there. Foster here, he gets it on the inbound, nearly loses the ball. She does. It's on the ground, and it's going to be officially taken. Well, as soon as it's stolen by Josie Parker, she will turn it back over off a double dribble. So back-to-back turnovers, it goes back to Donovan West. So Wettstein with it here on the throw-in inside the paint. Foster really wasn't looking for the ball, but she got the pass and bounce. Now the ball's down the court, and it's nearly being stolen away before there's a jump ball. And it will still stay here with Donovan West. So Donovan West just kind of sticking with the ball here.
I wonder if that Foster girl didn't hurt herself when she dove out of bounds. That cement that surrounds the court, I think she got her knee kind of slammed up against it when she hit it.
Yeah, she limps here off the court, coming back in here. Bell Smith for the Donovan West Mustangs. Brennan Edie with it. Edie driving up to the top of the arc. Looking left, over the top, to the corner. Three-point shot by Wettstein. Off the rim, it skims. It's nearly going out of bounds. And it will be stolen away by Paige Miller. Her first steal of the game. Sixth turnover by Donovan West. Up to the top of the wing, Paige Miller pumps right. Josie Parker and Lindsey Gray, a little miscommunication on who should be getting the ball, but Gray's the one who got it up top. Now she has it on the far side corner. It gets passed to her. Now up back to Valley Heights. Paige Miller. Miller to Gray. Gray driving left hand inside the wing. Takes a long two off the top, and Falk comes up with the rebound for Donovan West. Down the court, Courtney Johnson, left hand dribbling, driving. Wettstein at the top of the wing. Inside the lane, kicks out Edie to three. Inside, it trains in the bucket. Edie now 7 points on the game. She's hit 2 3-pointers in this first half. It's 14-4. The Donovan Mustangs have the lead. Valley Heights looking to try to respond. And Avery Stevenson, who's here in the game for Valley Heights. I haven't seen her play yet in this tournament, but here she plays for Valley Heights in this quarter.
Yeah. Donovan West's strategy on the defensive end is if you're not playing, you're playing ball. Whoever has the ball, your man, you're out there, you're in their face. But if you're one of the four that are off, you're in the lane. You're not letting them get the ball inside.
From the free throw line is Ann Turber. And it looks like quickly Avery Stevenson will come off the court. I haven't seen her play yet this entire TVL tournament, but she gets some playing time for Avery Smith. And Smith comes back in with 1.3 seconds left to go. Turber up on the free throw line, goes up and goes in. Turber clicks 2 from 2 from the line. She is now 3 of 4 on the game. And Valley Heights has still earned only all of their points here from the free throw line.
Wow, that is something.
14-6, that will end here the first quarter. Donovan West with the lead. They are up by 8. We're back in 60 here on 92.1 KMZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the start of the second quarter for TVL tournament coverage here of the girls' third-place match between Valley Heights and Dalton West. This TVL tournament coverage is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and the lives of people that we serve. Farmer State Bank, Oneida, Modern Banking, Timeless Values in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, and also M&R Auto Parts, your CarQuest auto parts store in Frankfurt. Right now, Donovan West up 8 points, 14-6 in that first quarter. They hit 3 three-pointers. Brenna Eady, she hit 2. Courtney Johnson, she hit 1. Valley Heights with the possession to start the second half. All their points in that first quarter, off of free throws. Ava Smith driving inside, left hand, goes up with it, could not get it to go inside. And coming up, Andy Foster with the rebound. Foster sitting around at half court, goes behind her to Eady. Eady now dribbling up the top, crossing right, thinking about passing it backwards, but it looks like they're going to get a foul here, possibly against Ava Smith.
I'll tell you, I mean, the Foster girl and the Smith and the Eady girl from Donovan West did an excellent job of handling the pressure that Valley Heights is putting on, because they're putting enormous pressure on those ball handlers, Valley Heights is.
Ava Smith here with her first foul of the game for Valley Heights. With it, Foster to Bell Smith. Smith had no points in that first quarter, but 2 boards. She was crashing really well underneath. She's 5'6". Inside pass, trying to look for that back door, but unfortunately,
it was there. It just wasn't a very good pass.
Now, Lindsey Gray gets the steal there for Valley Heights, and then the ball will be immediately gifted right back to Donovan West.
I mean, it's just two strategies going on. Valley Heights' strategy, we're playing full court man, putting all kinds of pressure on. We're going to wear you down or wear you out at some point. And D West is, if you're going to, I mean, their strategy's been is attacking the interior off the dribble, kick it out to the 3-point shooters that are sitting there.
Well, Valley Heights get a turnover, and then Donovan West here, they get a turnover as well to gift it right back to Valley Heights. Paige Miller drives inside on the lane up to the top of the circle. Now back to Smith. Smith, a long three, and she cannot get it to go in. And there will be a foul on the floor called against Valley Heights.
Yeah, I don't know what type of shooter the Smith girl is, but it just seems like the ball's not coming off her hand just quite right with that taped up left hand.
Bell Smith.
But again, here we got the full court pressure again. Yes, I mean, and as a coach, I mean, you continue to do this. Even if you're struggling on the offensive end, because you're just hoping you're going to wear this team down at some point.
Eady down the court, crossing left back to left. Eady over the top to Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson spinning inside the paint.
That's the first time we've kind of seen her today, because they definitely, with her in that middle, could do something.
Katie Johnson, her first 2 points of the game, and now she's got a steal. Oh, but she gives it right back. So back-to-back turnovers here for steals. Lindsey Gray tries the three. Couldn't get it to go in. Now Ava Smith trying to drive the lane. She just loses the ball.
Got to look for that. I mean, they're getting all these shots, and what's their shooting percentage?
The shooting percentage is not very high right now.
Well, zero.
Zero.
They haven't made a shot in the field. I mean, so it's 0%. They've gotten some decent looks, so they had from the field, but they just can't find the bottom of the net.
Yeah, you're right. Valley Heights, they are right now just 6 of 8 from the free throw line, but well, that's the only place they've been able to get points. They have not been able to hit anywhere else on the court. They've missed a rough
Oh, good execution.
Three. And here, Katie Johnson inside. Pass from Brenna Eady.
Great execution. They've been taught extremely well how to run that offense. So kudos to Smith.
Second,
man, that was good.
Second assist of the game for Donovan West. They lead here by 12 points, 18-6. They are dominating Valley Heights. Spinning out to Gray. Gray just throws up a 3-point shot. That one off the rim. And just standing there getting it as a gift is Foster. She's now got 3 boards on the game, and she crashes the board on the far side of the court to go up for 2.
Yeah, I can't believe Brockstrom hasn't called timeout yet. I mean, D. West is kind of having their way right now.
6 points for Andy Foster. 6 points for the entire Valley Heights team.
Well, you look at that, just like right there, a foul got called. It's Donovan West, as soon as Valley Heights makes an entry pass to those girls in the middle, there's 3 kids that are crashing hard on that girl in the interior. I mean, Smith is really focused on, if they're going to try to get that ball in the middle, we're crashing hard on you.
There are already multiple players here on Donovan West that have 6 points. Or Valley Heights, they just have 6 points here on the board. Taking the 3-point shot, that time drained by Ant Herber. It hits off the back of the white box. But it goes in regardless.
Well, I mean, that might break the seal off the rim for him.
20-9 here. Dawson West leads, and they get a steal by Parker. Down the court, quickly out of transition, Turber. Turber just firing towards the basket, and she could not go in with it. It hits off the back of the rim. Rebound by Brenna Eady. Now to Westheim. Westheim, left-hand dribbling, coming out of the corner, now to the top of the wing to Courtney Johnson. Johnson out to her right to Eady. Eady at the top, crossing, nearly loses the ball. She's stuck on the pivot. Basket picked up here by Courtney Johnson. Behind her back to Westheim. Westheim, she's driving against Smith, kicks it out to Bell-Smith. Bell-Smith back with it. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Now just five. Westside with four, with three. Just throws it up, and it's going to miss. That one's going to be a turnover.
I'm surprised they didn't look inside a little bit, but that Johnson kid was really working hard in the interior, really wanting the ball. They just couldn't quite get into her.
Both teams with nearly here 10 turnovers in this first half, but it's 20-9. Donovan West leads by 11. We're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendina State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank, delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendina State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, so far we've seen two lead changes in this game. We had Donovan once get the first bucket to go up 2-0. Valley Heights made it 3-2 with three straight free throws. And Donovan West has taken the lead since that point, and now they lead 20-9 with 4:11 left to go here in the first half. Valley Heights with the possession here up to Josie Parker. Parker up to Smith. Smith Vermitten down low and rebounded by Katie Johnson. She's got 3 boards here on this game and 4 points.
That was a good set play coming out of the timeout. Valley Heights had a good set play. Brockman had him execute thing and execute it very well. Had a good look. They just missed it.
Here. Baseline drive. Courtney Johnson. Open three by Foster. That one's going to be short, stuck of the rim. Hitting that corner.
Oh,
Turber. Rebound down the court. Ava Smith. Jump shot from the block. And she goes in for two. And now with it, here is Courtney. Courtney breaking the full court pressure. Left hand dribbling. Crossing to the right. Skipping down to the far side corner. Underneath the Katie Johnson. Inside under the basket. And she gets her own rebound to go in for his 6th point of the game. It's back to an 11-point game, 22-11, 3:10 left to go in the second quarter.
Valley has a good time to get it into her because he's been working real hard in that interior that Johnson kid had.
Smith, skipping out to Lindsey Gray. Now to Turber, up top to Vermitten. Vermitten spinning from the nail, kicks it out. Gray,
man,
the three from 3 foot off the arc.
And that's what Valley Heights has kind of been missing. Somebody been stepping up and hitting an outside shot. So the Gray kid, that sophomore, 5'5", big shot.
Lindsey Gray, she had the first 3-point shot here for Valley Heights to start this TVL tournament for Valley Heights. And it was a splash. That was on Monday. Here, rebound by Ava Smith, taking it down the court. And she's going to be fouled.
That is tough. I mean, when the Smith kid gets out in the open court, man, you're having to sprint your tail off to get back in front of her because he is fast.
Paige Miller comes into the game for Josie Parker for the Valley Heights Mustangs. They have the ball down 22-14 as they trail by 8. They run the offense around the circle. Here Smith looks up for the 3, has to go to Paige Miller. And now underneath Tessa Bingham in for her first 2 points on the game. She's a near 2 points per game averager, and here she goes with her 2 points. Down the court with 2 left to go, 2 minutes.
Oh.
And look at that. It was a great transition down the court. They found Bell-Smith wide open in the paint, and she gets the and one.
That was a great three-quarter court pass. I mean, the Valley High School fell asleep and lost track of a kid, the Smith girl, and they took advantage of it.
We have Courtney Johnson there credited with the assist. And Bell-Smith with the and one from the free throw line goes in with it. Bell-Smith
Now, that's something new we haven't seen. The D-West pressing. They're going to a diamond press here. See if they can get a turnover.
Yeah, they do. Courtney Johnson steals it, gets it out to Katie Johnson, and that's going to be an assist for two as Katie goes in for two. Johnson there with back-to-back assists for her team. Valley Heights with now 10 turnovers.
Again, a great strategy to incorporate everyone as well. I mean, when they threw that at them, Valley Heights didn't initially know what to do, and D-West got exactly what they wanted out of it. Is a turnover, and it led to 2 points.
Right here, three fouls for both sides in this third quarter. Second foul of the game against Bell Smith. Valley Heights has the possession. Vermitten kicked out to the corner. Paige Miller off the back of the rim and rebounded by Folk of Donovan West. Courtney Johnson cross-courting to the right side to Foster. Inside, down the landing strip, and Bell could not go in. Rebounded by Bigham for Valley Heights. They have the control of the ball. Vermitten prevents it from going half court, not getting that violation there. She drives inside, kicks out Smith. Smith sinks three, drives inside the paint, and there she goes. She stirs it for two. And Ava Smith now with 5 points in this first half. Just down by nine here is Valley Heights. 27-18 with 55 left to go. And nearly getting the ball right back is Paige Miller, and she will. She'll be credited with the steal there, as Coach Jordan Brockman will immediately call a timeout, as Dolphin West has their now 11th turnover of the game. We'll be back in 60 seconds here, 92.1. KMZA is the score, 27-18. Dolphin West leads at 51.9 seconds left to go in the second quarter.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back in here to 92.1 KMZA. It looks like now they are going to be officially giving a one-minute timeout here on the court. So, or no, it looks like they're going to just be giving another one here. So we're going to keep it here on 92.1 KMZA. It is 27-18, 51.9 seconds left to go here in this first half. In this first half, we've seen Jonathan West hit three-point shots. Valley Heights, they have finally hit their 3 points here in this second quarter. They've hit two. In total, they have hit six shots in the second quarter where they had hit zero in the first.
Yeah, if Valley Heights can cut this to a 7 or 5 point lead in the last 50 seconds with the shot clock going, they're going to get a couple possessions here. It'd be a big win for them going into halftime.
Paige Miller gets out to her left to Gray. Gray driving inside, floats it! Gray with two, now 5 points on the quarter for her. Draws it to seven. A steal right back for Minton. For Minton quickly down the court. Nearly stolen back to Dolphin West, and they will get the ball. Not from the steal, as it's just lost control out of bounds.
Yeah, we'll see if Dolphin West wants to try to play for this last shot. There's 35 seconds left in the game. 35-second shot clock. We'll see here.
But Valley Heights applying the pressure. Bell Smith has it, crosses it, goes past the half-court line. Is now putting her back to the defender as she passes it to Britta Eady, just a foot away from her. Eady loses the ball. It's on the ground. There's going to be a foul. They'll call that here on the near side. It looks like against Donovan West. The Valley Heights will get the
and that's
ball.
The thing. I mean, those guards have done so good a job of handling that pressure in the half court that Valley Heights has been applying. But here in the last 10, 15 seconds, they've turned the ball over a couple times.
Here the far side, Parker driving in, shooting from 5 foot in front of the basket as Fuji enters the lane. And Parker for two. It's a 5-point game, 27-22. Valley Heights, they were down larger than 11 at one point, but now they are cutting it back. Courtney Johnson takes the three to try to end the half, but is not able to get it in. But there's a foul on the court. If this is against Dolphin West,
yeah,
that will be.
And this is not something that you want to have because you're going to give them two free throws with less than a second to go before going into halftime.
So Katie Falk for Donovan West, the sophomore, fouls with 0.7 seconds left on the board of the first half. And that is the fifth foul of the half for Donovan West. So that will allow Tessa Diggins to go to the free throw line and shoot two. Her first shot does go in. And right there, that just some easy points here for Valley Heights to end this half from the free throw line. Next shot up for Bigham, and she misses. Rebound by Katie Fultz for Bigham. She goes one of two. And Valley Heights on this game has managed to sink in nine free throw shots. We'll be back in just a couple minutes here for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from the Atlanta Islands, cc.edu. Jonathan West still holds the lead going into the half, just 27-23.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Community Healthcare System provides excellence in primary care for all ages. With same-day appointments and seven convenient locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland, we focus on whole health for the whole family. Visit us at chcsks.org to find out more. Community Healthcare System, delivering exceptional care, inspired by you.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This CBL tournament coverage has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies in home, keeping you connected, Cook & Company in Seneca, American-made custom cabinets and doors. And I'll tell you what, Jonathan West, they just left too much of a crick in the door because Valley Heights, they've been able to put their foot in and they've been able to come back in this game very, very early on. Again, it's a 14-6 game. Jonathan West led coming out of that first quarter. That second quarter, though, the beginning looked just Jonathan West. They were doing really great, getting a lot of great shots. They had about an 11-13-point lead there. But then, now it's cut down just to 4 points as they're just up 27-23. Lindsey Gray hit that three-point shot. And as you kind of mentioned there, you know, it kind of opened the seal off that rim as Valley Heights were able to make six shots in that second quarter where they made zero shots in the first quarter. They shot zero of whatever it was in that first quarter from around the field, and all their points were from the free throw line. They made 6 of 8 from the free throw line from that first quarter. On the game right now, they are 7 of 10. Johnson West, they are 2 of 3, but they hold on to the lead 27-23. What can you tell me from what your eyes were able to see in that first half?
Oh, I mean, it was interesting to watch this the first half kind of develop. The Valley Heights, again, came out, full court man, really put the pressure on for the first quarter and a half. Dompin West did an excellent job. Their guards did an excellent job with that pressure and not turning the ball over, getting it down the court and attacking in the full court. And it made Valley Heights kind of pay for being in that man-to-man full court press. But that last 4 or 5 minutes of that second quarter is where, I don't know if D. West became a little complacent or maybe got a little tired or something, because Valley Heights started to get some turnovers from D. West, and they weren't getting those opportunities on the offensive end. D. West is doing an excellent job in the half court defensive-wise. They've kept, for the most part, everything out on the perimeter. When they've had to get into those kids in the inside, they've really crashed down hard. They kind of kept Smith from dribble driving, attacking for the most part also. So it'll be interesting to see when we start the second half what adjustments these coaches are making at halftime and coming out the start of this second half, because that's going to be key. Here we got a 4-point game, is how you get started in that second half. Are they going to stay with the same type of philosophy, or are you going to throw something else at them and see if we can catch them off guard a little bit?
Some stats on the game right now. Dompin West, Katie Johnson, 8 points, 4 rebounds. She's also got a steal. Bellsmith with 3 points, 2 rebounds. Andy Foster with 6 points, 3 rebounds, and a steal. Brenna Eady with 7 points, 5 rebounds, 2 3-point shots, a steal and assist. Courtney Johnson, 2 assists, a steal and a 3-point shot. And Katie Falk with 2 rebounds. Imogen Westside, she also has an assist for Dompin West. For the Valley Heights Mustangs, Ava Smith leading the score, or not leading it, excuse me, she just has 5 points and 2 rebounds. The big-time leader being in Ann Turber as she finished that first half with 6 points, going 2 for 3 at the free throw line. Or excuse me, 3 for 4 at the free throw line with a 3-point shot that came in that second quarter. And also the rebound, Josie Parker with 2 points, 2 steals. Paige Miller with 3 rebounds, 2 points, 2 for 2 at the line. Also with 2 steals, Lindsey Gray with 5 points. You all have those all in that second quarter. 2 rebounds and 2 steals. And then Tessa Bigham, who had 3 points in the second quarter and a rebound. But there again, Valley Heights, they just really got that shot going. They hit 2 threes in that second quarter. Dompin West, all their threes, they had 3 come from that first quarter. Rebound-wise, both teams about the same, evened out about 16-16. But it's that turnover margin right now. Dompin West at 13, Valley Heights at 11. Valley Heights with 8 steals, Dompin West with just 4. And if you're Dompin West, how do you try to keep a lead like this for your guys' self?
Well, the big thing is going to be turnovers. Being able to handle that defense, that intensity that they're playing with on their side, and taking advantage of it. I mean, you can't be passive. When somebody's playing that aggressive of a man defense, if you're passive, they're chewing at the bit. They're ready to get steals from you. So if you're going to put something like that on us, you got to be confident enough, hey, we're going to attack and we're going to make you pay for being that aggressive against us. And that's a thing a coach has to realize, and Perry does a good job with this on D-West, especially that first quarter, is, hey, we're going to attack you out of this. You're going to put that much pressure on our kids, we're attacking you, we're going to take it to the rim. Another thing that I don't know if you mentioned or not is foul trouble, because D-West has a couple kids in with 2 fouls, is that right? Or maybe 3 kids that have 2 fouls. So that could play into this second half just a little bit also if foul trouble comes into play a little bit. But then, 2 very good teams that we're watching. I mean, these are two of the, in my mind, 2 of the top 10 teams in 2A. So they are. So I think we're seeing a high-level quality game here. Again, I'm excited for the second half of this third-place game in the TBL.
Dompin West, they had both the first and second quarter entering themselves a double bonus, so a lot of big foul trouble for all their players there as they head into this second half. But here, remember, Dompin West, they won earlier on in the season, not too long ago, against Valley Heights. They won 51-38, but this one already seemingly might just be a closer one here between these two pairs of Mustangs. Well, no more horsing around at halftime. Spinner Island Halftime Show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, Parkdale Highlands, to cc.edu. We're back in 1 minute here at 92.1 KMZA. Dompin West still holding lead 27-23.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Wait! Santa is done, my friends! After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi-hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot by upgrading your Wi-Fi experience with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service.
To learn more, visit bluevalley.net.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Third place match coverage here continues on 92.1 KMZA of the TVL tournament coverage here. Again, on 92.1 KMZA, as well as our tournament sponsors, Wanklin Oil Company in Frankfort, family-owned and operated since 1926. And ours are parents in Trillium. Remember, their upcoming filter sale, January 26th to February the 5th. Well, we got two more quarters, 16 minutes left to go of basketball action here on the girls' third place match between Valley Heights and Jonathan West. Jonathan West with a 4-point lead, 27-23. They start this third quarter with the possession. Courtney Johnson with on the far side wing up to Foster. Foster down to Katie Johnson. And that's going to give Foster the assist. Katie with her 8th point of the game. Excuse me, 10th point of the game. Foul on the down low against Jonathan West.
Yeah, good set play coming right out of halftime for D. West. Executed well. Got into the Johnson kids. You love to see that. Just try to get her to work a little bit inside there for you. Then what Valley Heights do, they got it out. And Smith just attacked the basket in the full court and got to the free throw line.
Valley Heights shooting 70% in that first half. 7 of 10 from the free throw line. Now 7 of 11 and now 8 of 12.
You see how that ball kind of rotated off her fingers on that one she made? I mean, it looked a lot smoother, so it did.
That was Ava Smith at the free throw line again. She's got that left hand casted. She's one-on-one against Foster as they drive down the near side sideline. And that pressure is going to be good. Ava Smith is applying all kinds of pressure against Foster. That forces the turnover. Jonathan West now with 14 turnovers on the game. They still here hold a 5-point lead, 29-24. Lindsey Gray kicks it out. She had that opening shot there in that second quarter for three. And now a rebound underneath by Smith for the Mustangs. Jonathan
really,
West.
Now they're looking to try to attack here.
Edie driving with her left hand, right hand. She goes underhand trying to finish up to the rim. And Edie will go up to the free throw line.
And if you didn't notice, I mean, again, looking at the little things, the Smith girl took a 3-pointer there. It had very little rotation on it. It wasn't rotating off her fingers. I still say that tape on that left hand is causing a little bit of issues with her shooting.
Edie from the free throw line. She misses her first one here on this attempt. Right now, 1 of 3 on the game. Brittany Edie is a 5'3" sophomore here, the smallest here on the lineup for Jonathan West. But, man, she is one heck of a shooter.
Oh, she's a go-getter. She gets after it.
She's got 7 points on this game. And now she will stick with 7 as she goes 0-for-2 at the free throw line. She's 1-for-4 on the game. Down the court, nearly turning it over. Paige Miller keeps it to Vermitten. Vermitten to Parker. Parker tries to park it in for 3, and she does!
Wow, and your post player can step out and drain a 3 like that. That's huge. Is this a sophomore? Is that right? Or is she a junior? Sophomore.
Josie Parker, a 5'10 junior, who is the one who canned that one in from the corner. But now it's just a 2-point lead here for Jonathan West. Brenna Edie tries to respond. It goes off the rim underneath. Rebound by Katie Johnson. She gets out to Courtney Johnson. She could not get it, but then a rebound by Smith will reset it here. Jonathan West, 2 second chance opportunities, and then it will finish you with Foster getting fouled and going up to the free throw line.
Yeah, I think, I mean, they really, D. West needs to look at that Johnson kid in the interior just a little bit more. I think she's a little bit stronger than the kid that's playing against her, and they can maybe take advantage of that just a little bit. But again, excellent job moving the ball around. And attacking the basket. You wouldn't tell if this 13, this Foster kid is a sophomore because she's playing a lot better than a normal sophomore.
She's got an assist, a steal, and she's got 8 points on the game as she goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. She's also got 3 boards. Turber to Gray. Now back to a 4-point game and a steal by Foster. Down to Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson couldn't go in with it, but Foster right there gets the rebound, and she goes back up with it. Incredible. The sophomore just all over on the court, getting a rebound, a steal, turnover, and points. Lindsey Gray for Valley Heights to Parker in that far corner. She hit that 3-point shot from last time and says she passes it out. Turber, Vermitten. Vermitten hasn't attempted a 3 yet in this game yet. She spins it left. Paige Miller takes a shot from the short corner. Couldn't get it to go in.
And now rebound underneath. It looks like it's Brennan Eady who comes out with it.
But look how they always are looking to pass the ball down the floor, pass the ball down the floor. It's the most effective way to get the ball down the floor and the fastest. It's not ball handling. They're trying to dribble it down the floor. It's passing. They do an excellent job with that also.
You need a Weststein. Weststein just spinning around and throwing it up in the air, but it will be taken away by Turber with the board. As it just kind of went into the breadbasket there. Turber pumps the three, and she's going to get called on a travel. That's now the 13th turnover against Valley Heights. 6-point lead, 33-27, 5:21 to go in this third quarter.
Now, a little bit sloppy, man, but both teams are playing extremely hard.
Up and West, leading with the ball. Eady to Foster. They've been the 2-point guards here that have been taking the ball down the court, but Foster primarily throws it behind her to Eady. Eady has to kick it out. They're going to get a foul here against Valley Heights at the top.
Nothing. I mean, again, looking at all these fundamentals, you watch these kids that are handling the ball on both sides. When they want a dribble attack, they have that ball low. They're squatted over in an athletic position and just pounding that ball hard.
First foul against Hamer Mitten. Third foul of the quarter against Valley Heights. Jonathan West had foul issues in that first half, but they only have one here with 5 minutes to go in this third. Katie Johnson underneath, couldn't get it to slip inside. And the rebound by Hamer Mitten. She takes it down the court to Turber. Turber, bounce passing, but in a very dangerous lane of traffic. Stolen by Foster. Down the court she goes. She goes underneath on a pass to Katie Johnson. Eady, she thinks the three. That hesitation might have costed the miss, though, but underneath, Smith makes the rebound.
Hey, I like this Foster kid from D-West, this sophomore. She's a go-getter.
Lindsey Gray on the left side wing. Well, it was just a 2-point lead for Jonathan West, 29-27. They are now scored six straight. They're up 35-27. Vermitten takes the long two from the elbow. She misses, and that will be a turnover.
And we'll see if their offense changes here a little bit. The Smith girl's coming back in. So she is getting a little bit of breather. Looks like 13. The Foster girl, I'm just complimenting her. Yeah, I think she's out of breath. She needs to get a little bit of a break herself. But, yeah, great intensity we're seeing in the second half. And they're still putting that full court pressure on. They're still wanting D-West to make a bad decision. And they're hoping it'll pay off here in the last quarter and a half here we got left.
8-point lead, 35-27. For Donovan West as they have the ball, getting past the dividing line of half court. Weststein over the top to Katie Johnson going to Courtney Johnson, the sister-to-sister combo.
Excellent pass by, and way to recognize that on the Johnson kid. They made the good entry pass from the perimeter. The Johnson kid jumped up, got it, and she was aware that people were crashing on her. She just automatically turned. She knew her teammates were going to crash to the basket. Made a great pass.
At the free throw line, Courtney Johnson getting the and one here. Off West, they are 4 of 7 here on this game. Here they stick it. They are now 5 of 8. Courtney Johnson with now 6 points on the game. Vermitten back to Paige Miller, up to the elbow, kicks out to the wing to Turber, back up to Paige Miller. Parker driving inside the top of the key, down the left lane on the low block, throws it up, and underneath Paige Miller rebounds it and goes in for two. Miller now with 4 points on the game,
Just like that, but you better get back. Excellent job of seeing that down the floor.
Johnson going in for two there. Now Vermitten down the court to Turber. Turber looking over the top. Bouncing to the corner, Vermitten driving in, left hand, kicks it out to Parker. Parker the three, and this time just undercuts.
Now she's not afraid to shoot. She hit a three-pointer shot earlier, so, I mean, obviously she's confident enough in herself to hit that. But, the intensity of the way these kids are working hard for you, I mean, you got to really appreciate the kids on both sides, both teams here, on how hard they're playing.
Now it's back to an 11-point lead, 42-29. Jonathan West with the ball and the lead. Weststein takes the three-point shot off the rim, and Bell Smith will be the last one to touch it as the ball trails out of bounds. That will be a turnover. 40-29. 3:04 left to go in this third quarter. Turber stuck on the near side. They're going to get a foul here. She was trapped by both Katie Johnson and Bell Smith, but they're going to get Johnson on the foul. That's her third of the game.
That's something that she has to be very careful of.
Paige Miller inside to Vermitten. Vermitten losing the ball. She throws it and nearly on the ground. See if Courtney Johnson, and that was going to be a steal for her. Courtney Johnson gets credited with the steal and the turnover, and Donovan West head coach Perry Smith calls the timeout to keep the possession here with the team. We'll take a 60-second break. We're back on 92.1 KMZ, 40-29. Donovan West leads with 2:52 to go in the third quarter.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the
this
Frankfurt
is
Wildcats.
The MSC Sports
it's M&R
Radio
auto
Network.
Auto heavy and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more.
MSC Sports, your network of 92.1, KMZA 42-29 here lead for Dauphin West as they have the ball. Perry Smith has called a timeout to make sure his team retains and sticks with the possession here. As the steal is by Courtney Johnson, three-point shot by Westside. She's taking back-to-back here. This time she misses it again, but it will stay with Donovan West as it was last touched by Bigham with the ball going out of bounds. Katie Johnson, the 5'10 senior here, to toss it in. She's got here 8 points on this game. Goes over the top to the high post. It's Foster who goes up to Bell Smith, the top of the nail, now passing out behind her, just inside of the key. Edie to Katie Johnson, and she goes in for two. Katie Johnson, without her 12th point of the game, Edie with her second assist down the court now. That's going to be a turnover, Valley Heights.
I'll tell you, this is going to be key. Perry Smith is keeping the Johnson kid in here in this later part of this third quarter. You don't really want her picking up that fourth foul before going into that fourth quarter.
Outscoring Valley Heights 15-6 here in this third quarter is Donovan West. Bigham makes the rebound underneath the basket for Valley Heights. And there's going to be a foul on the ground by Donovan West to keep it here for Valley Heights.
He might want to think. I think that's her fourth foul, isn't it?
Fourth foul against Katie Johnson of Donovan West. Mike, think about taking her out here for the rest of the third quarter.
That's going to be key, too, because she's done an excellent job, and they did a good job of looking for her inside when she was in there.
She leads the team in points right now with, right now, 12 total and 5 rebounds, and she'll have to be out of this less than the third quarter at least.
It's just like that. I mean, they're putting that diamond press, and they're not getting the turnovers in the back court. They're getting it in the front court when they're making bad passing decisions or just like that, traveling.
So Valley Heights travels and turns it right back over. They now have 18 turnovers on this game. Foster's holding it. Didn't have all the time in the world. She goes out to Falk now on the near side. And now Edie, spinning right, now back left. Here up top to Bell Smith. Bell Smith, driving right hand, crossing left, goes to the far side wing. It looks like she's going to get fouled on the far side by Paige Miller. Lindsey Gray.
And that's the other thing, I mean, with Valley Heights' kid, this Vermitton kid, this 31, this 5'9 junior, I don't think she's came out of the game. And she's the one putting all the ball pressure on in the full court. I mean, so kudos to her and the energy level that she has in herself.
Here, up at the free throw line to shoot two. Bell Smith. She hits her first. Bell Smith, 2 of 2 on the game, trying to seek 3 of 3. She's got 6 points so far total. See if she can make it 7. She goes up, and that one goes off the rim. So she goes 1 of 2 this time.
And now
Bell Smith comes up with the steal, and she will turn it right back over to Valley Heights.
Younger teams, I mean, watching stuff like this is so important. Just little things. Instead of just, okay, you missed the shot or turn the ball over, run back to the other side, you're just continuing to put ball pressure on. Hey, you got a turnover.
A foul at the top by Brenna Edie. Just, they're a block on Paige Miller. She was taking the ball down the court. That's Edie's second foul of the game. Both teams, next foul, double bonus. So whoever fouls next will go up and shoot two for the other team. Still a 14-point lead here for Valley Heights. They're underneath the basket offensively, and they get fouled. And that is Bigham, who will go up to the line and shoot again. Last time she went up, she went 1 of 2.
Yeah, she was a little bit slow on the help there. That was a good dribble attack by Valley Heights. the rotation with D West. Oh, this kid's hurt a little bit. I think she might be all right. It was a little bit slow, and Valley Heights took advantage of it and got herself to the free throw line.
As MHO Weststein's second foul of the game for Jonathan West. Here, Tessa Bigham is up on the line. And Tessa Bigham, her first time she went up, she was fouled with just less than a second left of the first half, and she went 1 of 2 at the line. That gave a free 1 point there to Valley Heights at the end of the half. And here she's 2 of 3. She's trying to go 3 of 4, and she does on the game. But she goes 2 for 2 here up at the line. Down the court, Fel Smith underneath the basket. It spins and rotates right in.
It doesn't take her long to score. I mean, when they look down the floor and pass the ball down the floor and those kids run the floor, it don't take long.
Looking in the middle of the court, out passing right, breaking the press, over the top, trying to go in. Gray, rebound by Fel Smith. Excuse me, Foster. Foster down the court, and she turns it over. Turber gets the steal here. Holding it. Out the ways, now passing left to Paige Miller. Back up to Turber. It's 45-31, 47 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Kicked out of the corner to Vermitten. Vermitten driving inside the near wing. And now the baseline, the short corner. Miller to Gray. Gray, 2 feet from the arc. She shoots and misses. And a foul right afterwards against Valley Heights.
It was a good-looking shot. I mean, she's just a little bit short on the shot, but it was a good-looking shot. She had her feet underneath her. The big key here, what we're seeing so far is, I mean, if this, your stats are fairly close, is the Smith kid not being in there. And I mean, she's a 20-point-a-game performer, and her being not in the rotation with these other Valley Heights kids, I think they're a little bit still trying to find themselves or who needs to score.
Both teams are on double bonus here with the final 33.5 seconds up to go this third quarter.
Think that's the first time 31, the Vermin girl's been out. I think Rosterman's going to give her a break the last 30 seconds of this quarter before she gets her back in there.
For Valley Heights, Ann Turber picked up her third foul of the game. Foster goes 0 for 2 at the free throw line, and Turber picks up the rebound. Lindsey Gray crossing left, and she nearly loses the ball before going back right.
Wow!
And they're going to, here on the near side, get a turnover.
That's something you take a lot of pride in as a coach. Is, man, if you can force a 10-second call, I mean, that's something pat everybody on the back. That's an excellent effort.
Valley Heights Mustangs with 21 turnovers on the game. And here they get another foul, so.
And we got another quarter left. I mean, we still got 18 seconds left in this quarter. We got another quarter left of this game.
So Foster, the last time she went up to the line, she went 0 of 2. The time before, 2 of 2. Let's see which one she picks here.
And that's been a key here with D West's side, is being able to continue this lead or hold this lead or extend this lead here in this quarter, last 2 minutes, with the Johnson kids sitting on the bench. They're kind of their size on their team.
Our big name, Johnson West. They've taken 10 free throw shots here, and this is going to be 11 here. Andy Foster, she has missed 4 straight now, but she comes up with her own rebound, and she goes right back in from it. So
yeah,
she couldn't get that
bother, did she, Crendon?
She might not got 2 from the free throw line, but she made sure to get the 2 anyway. She got the rebound and quickly went into her spot. She's now up on the game with 10 points, 5 boards. And it looks like there's something on the floor. I'm not sure what fell down.
I was thinking maybe it was a contact, but maybe not.
Who knows? Paige Miller throws it into the trash can.
Well, if it was a contact, I guess we'll find out when she shoots this free throw.
Hopefully not. But Paige Miller, well, she just threw that whatever it was away in the trash can. Let's see if she can hit the other can here for us.
Now watch this transition. I guarantee you, Smith guy's kids, they know there's 7 seconds left. They're going to get this out and get it down the floor quick.
Another big player for Jonathan West that has 3 fouls is Andy Foster. Player who's kind of been the spark plug here for the Mustangs. And Paige Miller up on the line. Goes in for both. Down the court here. With seconds remaining, just shooting it up. Bell Smith misses, and that will end our third quarter. 47-32. Jonathan West still leads. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on 19.1 KMZA.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Donovan West outscored Valley Heights 20-9 in the third quarter. I'll tell you what, Valley Heights, they did a great job getting themselves back into the game in that second quarter. But Donovan West, Coach Perry Smith, did an incredible job adjusting his team, handling the pressure, and then applying pressure, getting turnovers. He forced over 10 turnovers in that quarter against Valley Heights, multiple steals, and outscoring his opponent by 11 points.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a great strategy to start the game. He really didn't show that diamond press to start with, and all of a sudden, boom, he put it on, and ever since then, he's just been continuously staying with that diamond press. Now, Valley Heights, I mean, it's got to execute things a little bit better in the half court. The Smith kids back out there, maybe they can get her involved a little bit to get a couple buckets going into this fourth quarter.
Gray with it. She made the first shot of the game for Valley Heights, and now turned away over as Bell Smith has her second steal of the game. Foster, who's in foul trouble with three fouls here for Donovan West, has it at the top of the Frankfort logo. Pass it left to Wetstein. Wetstein to Edie. Edie keeps it from going half court. Trying to get that violation there. Now to Foster underneath the low block. Kicked out. Bell Smith. Bell Smith driving inside the lane. Up to Edie. Edie to three. Off the back of the rim. It bounces in the air. Rebound by Parker on the ground. Three stolen here by Edie underneath, and going inside is Wetstein.
Yeah, now he's back. I mean, it's a different strategy here. Start of this fourth quarter, Donovan West backed up to half-court man defense, took the press off. We'll see if this good crossover by the Smith girl from Valley Heights.
And Smith goes in for two, 49-34, 6:40 left to go in this fourth quarter. Donovan West here with the lead. Edie spinning up on the far side top wing near the sideline, one-on-one against Vermitton. Now to Foster. Foster to Smith. Smith, who's one-on-one against Paige Miller. Now Foster driving inside against Ava Smith, and she goes in for two.
I'll tell you, this league has got some very good young guards. There's a couple of young guards we see from Clifton Clyde and a couple of other teams. The Smith girl from Valley Heights. And then you're looking at this sophomore from D-West. Wow, they're talented.
Smith, who just made the rebound for Donovan West. Open three-point shot by Foster. It goes in and out of the basket. It's just on the ground here. It hangs. But Paige Miller comes up with the rebound for her fifth of the game. Three-point shot by Vermitton, skimming off the rim, and then picked up by Lindsey Gray for her third rebound of the game.
I was thinking maybe that'd get her started a little bit. She hasn't hit anything from the perimeter.
There she tries to take the shot. Could not go in. Johnson boards it for her first board of the game.
No thing. I mean, Perry Smith has her senior Johnson still on the bench. It's probably a good strategy. She's got four fouls. See if they can keep this lead with her sitting on the bench.
Edie, near side wing, keeping it low, dribbling left. Wetstein to the far side to Foster. Foster up top to Smith. Back to Wetstein here on the near wing. She drives inside on the low block. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it's going to be a turnover against Donovan West.
Yeah, that Edie girl from D-West has really been very good this game, handling the pressure from the Vermitton girl from Valley High. That Vermitton girl, I mean, she's 6 inches taller than that Edie girl, and she's been long and athletic, and she's done a pretty good job up to this point handling the pressure.
Valley Heights had their best turnover quarter in the last one, only having four turnovers as a team here, five in the second half. Steal by Bell Smith, her third of the game, over 22 turnovers here for Valley Heights. Bell Smith takes a three, leans into the shot. It just overshoots it, but Bell Smith rebounds. And now Edie up at the top. Right hand.
Okay, look at her bend right there, man. She's just waiting for, yeah, she did. I mean, she's just waiting for Edie to make a mistake. And again, all because of effort on the Vermitton girl from Valley Heights.
19 turnovers for Donovan West as they give it right back here to Valley Heights.
Johnson kids back in the game for D-West to see if Valley Heights does try to attack that, get her back on the bench.
Well, her next foul here would put her out of the game. Bell Smith with another rebound. She's got three here in this quarter. She had three in the last. She's got six in this half and eight on the game. She has been crashing the boards all night. Lindsey Gray gets the steal here for her third steal of the game. That is now 20 turnovers for Jonathan West. Ava Smith gets the and one down the court.
And that's what she does so well. You get Smith girl out in the open court. She's so fast that, I mean, just the explosiveness that she has just goes around people and gets herself to the rim, and she gets an and one here.
10 points on the game for Ava Smith. She is 2 for 4 from the free throw line, and she sinks this in. She's now 3 of 6 shooting 50%.
They're going to have to get a couple stops here to crawl back into the game, but with this shot clock now in play, it's definitely possible because you're going to get your possessions.
Edie, the three, hitting off the back of the rim. It bounces in the hands of Katie Johnson. Edie skipping into the far side wing to Courtney. Courtney, right-hand
I'll
dribbling.
I'll bet they try to get to the Johnson kid in the interior here.
Screen set for Edie. Pick and roll down low.
There it is.
Bounced by Katie Johnson. And underneath the board is Gray, who takes it away.
Yeah, I mean, good play. And that's the way to try to utilize her while she's in there, try to take advantage of that inside game. Let's see what Valley Heights can do here. Smith girl attacked it last time. Yeah, she's doing it again.
And there she goes. Goes in for two. She's now at 13 points on this game. It's drawn back within 12. Outside, three-pointer, Courtney Johnson.
Wow.
Poking it in.
An excellent call timeout here by Perry. The lead kind of shrunk a little bit. They hit a big three-point shot there. All right, let's reset defense.
Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds on 92.1 KMZA, 54-39 up by 15. The Northwest Mustangs with 3:18 to go.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. Save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale, January 27th through February 5th. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Valley Heights trying to get back in this game, but Perry Smith calls a timeout right after Courtney Johnson slices her second three-point shot of this game. She had three on Thursday against Centralia. Smith driving to the basket, goes just to the right of it. He goes out of bounds. That'll be a turnover against Valley Heights.
And they had a play set out of that timeout to try to get it to the Smith girl inside, and they did. It's good defense. Oh.
And on the floor, Valley Heights can pick it right back up. Tessa Bigham gets the steal. Over the top, three-point shot. It is missed and rebounded by Katie Johnson, who's got 4 fouls in this quarter. She goes down the court, her sister Courtney, and rebounded by Vermitten for Valley Heights. And Smith will miss the layup, and now Foster rebounds it. She's down the court. One-on-one, she throws it up, and she goes in for two.
That was like a track meet. It was just like a tennis court.
She went back and forth. I'm going to get whiplash with how much my head's turning left and right now. This is full court speed over both sides. And Bigham fouled underneath here by Jonathan West.
But even, I mean, I know Jonathan West has this big lead, and more likely going to end up winning this game. Still, you look at both these teams, you're thinking, these are both teams that could be playing in Manhattan here in 4 or 5 weeks. They're both that talented. And they're only going to get better.
Vermitten to Ava Smith, who reaches out that right hand to pick up that ball. Then to Parker. Parker, who drained a three earlier in the game from that corner spot. Instead, she attacks.
Wow, yeah, when you got a 5'10 kid that can do that, take people off the dribble from the three-point line, excellent move.
But it's still a 15-point game here for Jonathan West. Edie underneath the basket, fighting for her own rebound, And there's going to be a jump ball on the ground. It will stay here for Jonathan West. What an incredible effort by Brennan.
Yeah, I mean, great effort. I mean, she probably a little bit out of control when she took it to the basket there. But what does she do? She don't let that affect her when she made a bad decision. She gets out, get on the floor, and cause the tie-up.
56-41. Jonathan West leads with now exactly 2 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. This has been a very non-foul heavy quarter.
Yeah, fourth quarter has been. But look at these kids when they come off the bench on both sides, man. They're just breathing hard. They put all this effort into this game. You know these kids are playing hard for both sides.
Here, both 2A teams, Jonathan West and Valley Heights, in this TVL tournament third place matchup.
Oh, good play there. They just didn't see her inside.
Now up to Katie Johnson for Jonathan West. Jonathan
I think
West
here she's going to come.
Here, trying to get to just that last second of the shot clock before maybe just throwing it up. Brenna Eady, she's got seven on the clock. She's dribbling left. She's going to have to kick it out. It's going to go up. Courtney Johnson off the rim.
And a great defense by Vermitten. I mean, she really made it tough out there on the perimeter.
Miller, six boards on now in this game for Valley Heights. Underneath, couldn't get the layup shot. Brenna Eady attacks the board, and she will pick up another rebound. She's only 5'3", but Eady has seven rebounds on this game. She is just all over the court.
Again, great decision-making here. Pull it out. Let's eat some clock off.
Over the top. Courtney tries to go in with it. Miller makes a back-to-back rebound here for Valley Heights. She quickly tries to go and attack. Not fouled. She misses, and then it will
look at that. I mean, then it throws the ball full court down the court, trying to be aggressive, attack on the other end.
And now we're right back to that track meet-like pace.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of Perry Smith's M.O. with all these teams he's coached. He likes teams that love to put pressure on teams, and he likes teams to get up and down the court.
21 turnovers for Jonathan West, 24 for Valley Heights. 56-41. Jonathan West leads. 37 seconds left to go here, and getting fouled is Kinsley Gillig for the first time she comes into the night for Ohr Valley Heights.
I think
Bolt will come in for Dolphin West.
Got some younger kids coming in, but yeah, we talk about the guards a lot for Dolphin West this game, and they did an excellent job, especially the sophomore kid. But the Johnson kid really worked hard in that interior. I think that was kind of the difference maker from my point of view. Besides the guards handling the pressure, is establishing that inside presence with her.
Well, Katie Johnson comes out of this game as she is fouled out now with her fifth foul. She will end it here with 12 points and 7 rebounds and assists and a steal. Incredible night for her. She also has over 15 blocks on this season. Katie Johnson, the senior, just a all-pro-like player here in this TVO level. Gillig at the free throw line is yet to hit one here. Or next shot goes up and it goes out. So she
always want to see those young kids, something positive happening for them.
30 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Again, Jonathan West won earlier on the season against Valley Heights. They won by a score of 51-38. They won by 13 here. They look to win by try to be 15. Westside up top to Courtney Johnson. Now Belle Smith. Belle Smith to Brenna Eady. And now Perry Smith will tell Eady just to hold on to the ball. And that will look to end the game as both sides will just let it go. Final score, 56-41. Jonathan West takes the victory. We'll be back here in just a little bit for our post-game show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. And, of course, also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers Stand Bank. Again, final, 56-41. The Dolphin West Mustangs win the third-place match against the Valley Heights Mustangs.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud frame buildings.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here for our post-game show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BLDoors.com. There's also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit with BankwithFarmers.com. The CBL tournament coverage is also brought to you by the First National Bank in Frankfurt, providing complete banking services for over 104 years. SBS Insurance in Seneca, service beyond the sale. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, and B&B Buildings in Axtell. From concept to completion, we've got you covered. We've got you covered for two more games upcoming here. Centralia Panthers and the Hanover Wildcats, and the Hanover Wildcats boys against the Axtell boys. But again, the upcoming is the girls' first-place match. Let's talk about this third-place match here, where Jonathan West won 56-41. It was 27-23 at the halftime. Jonathan West was leading, and they outscored the Valley Heights in the second half, 29-18, 20-9, though, in that third quarter. That was the big leap for them. They forced over 24 turnovers on the game. They only had 22 themselves for Jonathan West. They out-rebounded Valley Heights 34-28. Jonathan West also just made 7 free-throw shots. Valley Heights 11. Both teams roughly about 10 to 11 steals. Jonathan West hit 4 total threes on the game. Valley Heights only 2. Leading scorer from Jonathan West was Andy Foster, the sophomore, with 14 points, 8 rebounds. She wins the player of the game. Shoop, what can you tell me about this big win here for Jonathan
West? Oh, man, I mean, that's a third-place game. You're saying, wow, that was awesome. That was unbelievable. Great strategies by both coaches and different things. I know the Broxman with Valley Heights, they have an issue with the Smith girl and her injury that she's coming off of. So they're kind of have to play a lot of the game without her on the floor. But it was a tale of the energy level. Both teams came out very hard. Valley Heights put that full court man pressure on. And that's probably the difference maker if you look from the beginning of the game to the end of the game is those two guards from D West, I don't even have my stats in front of me, the Edie girl and the Foster girl, being able to handle the pressure that Valley Heights put on the whole game was unbelievable. They did an excellent job, so kudos to them. When the Johnson girl, she worked extremely hard in the interior. They got her involved in the middle and they tried to take advantage of that. Obviously, on the Valley Heights side of things, they were kind of not sure where to go to when the Smith kid was kind of out of the game of who was going to be their offense. But when the Smith kid did get back in the game, but you could tell, like, she's just an athlete. She's not an exceptional three-point shooter from what we've seen, but that could be a possible because of her hand. But, man, can she get to the lane? She has such a quick step off the dribble to get herself there. And with her leaping ability, she just goes up above everybody to get her shot off. So, excellent job. That first game, again, for a third-place game, was unbelievable. Two teams, I see that both can make a run. They can keep away from each other in sub-state. They can both be playing in Manhattan here in 4 or 5 weeks. And kudos to both coaches, Brockstrom and Perry Smith. You watch this. They have very high expectations for their kids, but they were always positive with those kids. And you can just watch those kids, and they're like, yes, coach. I mean, they're just eating at the bit to do anything those coaches ask of them. So, I mean, great, great third-place game. And now I'm excited. Wow, we got this is awesome right here. Centralia versus Hanover. Woo! We're going to see a great game, Chris.
There's going to be a can of excitement busted out here as, again, the first-place match, girls Centralia Panthers, the ranked number 2 team in Class 1A Division 1 against the Class 1A Division 2 ranked number 1 team, Hanover Wildcats, upcoming here, 92.1 at KMZ. Again, the Dauphin West Mustangs improving to 9-2 on the season. They get the third-place match victory, winning 56-41 over Valley Heights as they drop to 7-5. This has been 92.1 KMZA for the MSU Sports Career Network. We'll be back in about 5 minutes here for our first place match. It is the Centralia Girls taking on the Hanover Wildcats.